So God saved the miracle baby during the tornado, but the child's mother didn't survive. What conclusions can we draw? As I said in my last blog, there are those who find such a question sacrilegious, and others who would claim that the mysteries of God are beyond human comprehension. But I believe that a sophisticated religious perspective requires us to ask such difficult questions. Unfortunately, the most common theological question today seems to be, do you or don't you believe in God? I would suggest that this is not a theological question, and certainly it isn't one that provides much information. Imagine, if you will, that you were able to ask that question of an Orthodox rabbi. His answer would be yes, and if you could ask, say, the Pope, his answer would be yes, and if you were able to ask a Muslim religious leader, his answer would be yes as well. So after asking leaders of three different religious traditions, what would you know other than each of them used the term God to describe what they believed in? You really wouldn't know much more. You wouldn't know which text they believe is sacred or who they believe was God's son or God's prophet. You might guess based upon other information, but if someone only answers yes or no to the question, do you or don't you believe, you really don't gain very much knowledge. In fact, I find that people ask that question, do you or don't you believe in God, not to gain understanding, not to learn about another person's religious beliefs. Rather, that question is oftentimes asked to put people in a corner, to polarize, even to marginalize. I remember when Jerry Falwell used to appear on TV with a scientist, that was always the first question he would ask them. It put the person on the defensive, for there was an unspoken assumption that believing in God was better than not believing. And then the non-believer was required to explain, even to defend their position, while the believer, the one who said, yes, I believe in God, didn't have to give any more information. Simply by affirming their belief in God, they were deemed okay. For me, the more useful question is, what do you believe about God? And before those who say they don't believe in God turn off this podcast, I need to say that even those who don't believe in God have a concept of what they don't believe in. And it's important to lay this out on the table as well. For atheism has changed as concepts of God have changed over time. I want to make clear in no uncertain terms that I don't see one who believes as morally superior to one who doesn't believe. Nor do I feel that non-believers have to justify their positions while the believer sits there quietly. A healthy conversation regarding God requires that all, those who use the term and those who don't use that term, participate. I believe that those who hold a concept of God have a particular responsibility to explain the nature and attributes of the concept of gods that they believe in. Too many people presume that when they use the term God, others know exactly what they mean and that they use the term in the same way. This couldn't be further from the truth. For the term God has dozens of different meanings, some of which are in direct conflict with one another. While some concepts presume a God that intervenes in the affairs of human beings and dictates morality, other concepts of God do not. There are those who use the term God to describe something supernatural, while others use the term to describe nature itself, or to articulate an ideal for which people should strive. My interest in these theological questions isn't strictly academic. My concern is always how someone's belief determines how they make judgments about science, morality, human relationships, our role upon this earth. It is far too easy to establish a simple false dichotomy that all those who believe in God hold one set of views, while all those who don't use the term God hold another set of views, and that these two groups are necessarily at odds. I have found that when people discuss their God concepts in greater depth, that depending on one's belief in God, a believer and a non-believer may have far more in common than two folks who say they believe in God. Just because two people use the term God doesn't mean they believe in the same kind of God. And just because one person uses the term God and the other doesn't, they still may have a fundamental agreement about the foundation upon which morals and ethic are grounded. If you're interested, go to Congregation Beth Adam's website, www.bethadam.org, and there you'll find an essay that explores in greater detail concepts of God. At Beth Adam, we don't allow whether or not one uses the term God to drive a wedge between us. Rather, we focus our energies on our responsibilities as human beings, the choices we make, and the actions we take. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.